We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Nedarim Ushvuos, Halacha Dalid, in middle of paragraph Chof Tes. In our editions, we're on page 37, or Yud Tes, the left-hand column, about a third of the way down the page, where the line begins with the words V'acharkach Besukos. Rav Nosson Zal's been explaining Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, based on Torah Zion and Likutei Moran Tanina, and based on things we've discussed in the past 10 pages or so. Let's see if we can lead into it now. V'acharkach b'sukkos zoichen lenatzeach ha'milchoma b'shleimus. And it's on the holiday of Sukkos that we're zoiched to win the war completely. This is the war against the Sitra Achra. We know that the Jewish people are in judgment. Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, everything's hanging in the scale. And we said that we hope that by the end of Yom Kippur that we've achieved the Vayomer Hashem Solachti Kidvorecha, that Hashem has forgiven us, which means that the good has won out. So therefore we go into Sukkos, and we mentioned earlier that we hold the Dalet Minim in our hands. When two sides are engaged in a war, very often both of them take heavy knocks. And when you see them after the war, you can't always tell right away who won. So one of the easiest ways to be able to tell who won is the side that won is holding their weapons. The side that lost does not have their weapons. And this is part of the symbolism the Zohar HaKadosh says on Sukkos, where we hold the Dalet Minim in our hands. These are referred to as Moni Krova. These are our weapons. These symbolize the fact that we're showing our faith that we won. We won on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We defeated all the prosecution against us, and Hashem is once again with us and going to give us a good year. Every single one of the Jews takes the Dalet Minim into his hands. Shehem bechinas horemozim sheyesh biyam hachochma. In the chapter in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, we mention that he discusses maybe 10 major topics. One of the topics he discusses is the topic of Chachma, Seichel, and we mention there are two types of Seichel. There's that knowledge which I've already acquired, which is called Pnim, that which is inside my head, and then there's that knowledge which I haven't yet acquired. It's called Makif. Makif means it encircles. It's like a halo around my head, or it's somewhere outside my brain. I haven't yet been zoicha to take it in. There are certain makifin which a person can achieve with time, and we said that there are certain makifin that are so advanced that a person won't get to it until the next world. So now, Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran discusses Chachma, knowledge, and one of the things he mentions is that there's a concept of Ramozim, where there are certain things that a tzaddik cannot spell out, or a rabbi cannot spell out to the students. He can't put it into words. He can only hint it to them. And this is part of the learning process. There's the open learning, and then there's the Ramozim, where certain things are given over as hints. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran mentions that these Ramozim, Shebiyam HaChochma, he calls them, are also referred to as Yodayim Shebiyam HaChochma, the hands in the sea of knowledge, meaning that he tells us that one of the ways that learning is given over is through hand motions. Sometimes, again, there are certain things that you saying it won't help. There's a certain motion, banging on a table or waving a hand in an upwards motion. We find that, for example, Rav Nosson Zal writes that when Rabbeinu Zal sometimes would speak about tefillah, he would lift up his hands to heaven in an expression of you know, really showing how he's putting his whole self into the tefillah. So this is referred to, Rabbeinu Zal talks about this there as the Yodayim Shebiyam HaChochma, where the hands are playing a role in this learning process. I'm mentioning it in a very general, light way. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal goes into it much more detail and much more deeply. And this is discussed in many places in Likutei Halachos. This topic of these Ramozim and these Yodayim Shebiyam HaChochma, it's called. V'chol echod v'echod mare b'yodov l'chol boi oylam l'hamin b'ashem yisborach. Rav Nosson Zal says that on Sukkos, when all of us are walking to shul carrying our dalet minim right there out in the open in the street, or as we're waving these dalet minim in our sukkah or in shul, the message we're transmitting to the world is to believe in Hashem. This is an expression of our faith in Hashem, that we believe in Hashem, and we're trying to enlighten all of them to realize that there is a Hashem to believe in. Ki hu yisborach moishel, because Hashem rules lemala ulamata, up and down, ubar baruchais, and in all four directions. When we wave the lulav in all the six directions, we're transmitting this message that we believe that Hashem is everywhere. And again, by doing this openly, outwardly, we're not just believing this ourselves. We want to show it to everybody around us. We want to share our faith in Hashem with everybody. Nimsa, shekol echot miYisrael oisek beYishuv ha'olam. Based on this, here we see an example where every single Jew is involved in outreach. This is a question that was asked when we had the previous shiur. There was somebody made a comment, well, I'm not really an outreach professional. I'm not involved in Kiruv. And I said that you're going to see in Rabbeinu Zal Sforim that every single person plays a role in outreach, each one in their own way. And here Rav Nosson Zal gives us one of the examples, that when a Jew takes that dalet minim and walks in the street with it, he's showing it to everybody. Or when he waves it in all of those directions, he's conveying, he's involved in yishuv, in turning the world into a civilized place. Yishuv olam. Dahainu loydia lacherim gidulosoi umemshalto yisbora. To inform others regarding Hashem's greatness and Hashem's authority, Hashem's kingdom. This is what we mentioned earlier, that each and every Jew has a responsibility to shine his knowledge into his son and into his student, to pass it on to the next generation, to publicize Hashem. So this is one of the ways that we're doing it. On Sukkos especially, when we hold those in dealing with the Dalet Minim. Nimtza, so based on what we discussed earlier, we see Shebarosh Hashanah hoya hatoikeya echod v'chol ha'om shoymin. On Rosh Hashanah, one person blows the shofar in a shul, in a community, and everyone else listens. Zeremez, this hints She'oz maschil hatzadik hador lahamshich tikun hakoilos. That on Rosh Hashanah is when the tzaddik of the generation is starting to broadcast. He's starting to draw these koilos of kedusha that he's going to transmit to the world. Umimenu mekablim hakoil, and everyone receives from him, from this one. And this is why we mentioned earlier, and Rav Nosson Zal reiterates, this is why Rosh Hashanah is a time when everybody is supposed to travel to tzaddikim, to the tzaddik, to their tzaddik, and to the tzaddikim. Ki tzrichin lekabel tikun hakoilois mimenu daiko. Because every single person in the world has to receive this tikun of these sounds from the tzaddik. This coil of Kedusha, this sound of Kedusha, everyone in Klal Yisrael has to receive it from Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Tzaddik. Ki ha-hascholo tzricho liois me'atzaddik daiko kanal. Because the beginning, the starting place is from the Tzaddik. Everybody receives from him. That's step one of the process. V'acharkach oiskim b'tikun zeh. And then we continue in this tikkun of the koilos, the sounds we mentioned throughout Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when we're saying slichos and shir amalos mimamakim, when every single Jew is crying out to Hashem more than throughout the rest of the year. During these Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we have all kinds of additional, besides the fact that in the regular prayers, we're sounding off more. We find in the Shulchan Aruch it mentions that on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, even those people who aren't used to davening loud should add a little power, should add a little noise to their tefillah. And again, regarding Shmon Esrei, that's where we have a difference of opinion among the poiskim. There are some poiskim that say that on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, because these are such important days of tefillah, a person is even allowed to make some noise even during Shmoneh Esrei. Not loud enough to mess up somebody else, obviously, but allowed to hear themselves a little bit to arouse the kavanah. There are other poiskim, the Arizal, some others, who are very strong on this point that Rosh Hashanah, that Shmoneh Esrei, no sound, period. Shmoneh Esrei, no sound should be coming out of your mouth whatsoever, to the point where even you yourself shouldn't hear anything. Most poiskim in Shulchan Aruch say that you should hear, but nobody else should hear. There are some mikubolim in poiskim that say no sound at all, and they bring proof from last week's parsha, Parsha's Vayigash, where it talks about when Yaakov Avinu and his sons are arriving in Mitzrayim, and Yosef HaTzadik is crying, when he bursts into tears, and it says, "Vahakol nishma beis paroi," the sound was heard in the house of the king. Paroi was the king. The word "koil" over there is spelled without a vav. It's missing. It's lacking. The word "koil" is lacking. So the Zohar Kodesh says, which koil is heard in the house of the king? Meaning when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, which is that prayer when the person is in the inner sanctum of Hashem, the koil has to be chaser. It has to be missing koil, no sound. You know, it's the absence of sound. You're mouthing the words, but no sound coming out. Again, there are opinions this way, that way. Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, taught us, he put tremendous emphasis on the no sound at all whatsoever. Even in Breslov, I've seen that it's hard to find people that follow that. But in any case, the point we're making here is that this tikkun of the koilos starts on Rosh Hashanah with the blowing of the shofar and the powerful davening. And again, on Rosh Hashanah, it's the Baal Tokea who symbolizes the tzaddik in this case, who's booming out the koilos, and everyone is receiving from him. We're all being yoytze with him. Then, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we continue this tikkun of the koilos, so that each and every Jew is involved in this. Ad shebiyoyim haKippurim zoyche kol echad l'shleimus kol haKoilos. Till we get to Yom Kippur, when all the Jews are zoyche to the completion of the koilos, which is shehem bechinas chomesh tefilos, chamisha koilos kanal. Yom Kippur is the only day in the year where we daven five tefilos. Besides Shachris Mincha Marav Musaf, we have the additional tefillah of Ne'ilah, five tefillahs, which the Sforim tell us correspond to the five koilos. There's a special pasuk. The Gemara mentions this in Brachas and in other places, that if a person does certain special things, they're zeuche to chamisha koilos. They're zeuche to five koils. I believe, if I recall, it's that pasuk, koil choson, the koil kala, Koil sosoin, the koil simcha, koil choson, the koil kala, koil metzalois chasana mechipos. I think it's that posik, if I'm not mistaken. But in any case, it mentions five koils, and Rav Nosenzal says the five tefillos that we're davening on Yom Kippur, we're pushing all five of those buttons. We're being zeche to the shleimus. All of Klal Yisrael is being zeche to the shleimus of these five koilos. And through this, we correct everything. We fix everything. To the point where every single Jew is to participate in shining his light into his friends, ulahamid bonim v'talmidim, and to establish children and students, shezeh ikar hatikun, which is the main tikkun, Kimavur Batoyaranal, as Rabbeinu Zal discussed in that chapter in the Kutimram. Shezehu Bechinas Mitzvas Netilas Arbo Minim Biyodov. This is the concept of why we take the Dalet Minim on Sukkos in our hands. Shehu Bechinas Mashekol Echod Merames Biyodov Lechol Boyolam. This shows that every single Jew is hinting Again, we're not saying it. It's just by holding it in our hands. We're giving a message. We're showing the whole world, beremez. We're hinting to them, ki Hashem hu elikim, that there's a Hashem. Remember, the Dalet Minim correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and there's tremendous symbolism in how and why these Dalet Minim represent Hashem. V'alkein, mesaymen achar ha'hakofois barbo minim, Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand why the last words that we say after we go around the bima with the Dalet Minim, first we make the bracha on the Dalet Minim, then we use them in Halil, then we have Hoshanis, where we go around the bima. And after all of that, at the finish, the last line of the tefillah, at the end of the whole processing of the Dalet Minim is, Lemandas kolame horetz ki Hashem holekim einoid. That why are we doing all of this? In order to enlighten all the nations of the world that Hashem is king and there's none other besides him. So we see that that's the objective, that's the goal, that's the climax of this whole process of the Dalet Minim. Nimtza, we see therefore, Shebesukkos Moisifin, that on Sukkos we're adding to what took place until Sukkos. Shemegalin al yidei harbo minim, we're showing through these Dalet Minim, Shezochinu letikun nifla, that we've been zoicha to such a wondrous tikun, ad shegam anachnu b'nei Yisrael hapshutim, kol echod v'echod yochoy lelamid gam lachem. To the point where it's not just the tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah, and it's not just the great people on Aseres Mitzvah, but everybody, every single Jew can participate in this process of teaching others, broadcasting to others. Lahamshich he'oras hadas o'emes gam la'acherim, to be able to draw this enlightenment to others, to share it with others. Who are the others? Libonim v'talmidim, children and students. Shezeh b'chinas mitzvahs arbo aminim. This is the concept of the Dalet Minim, of what we're doing with these Dalet Minim.